don't guess I have to do anything that might. All right. Have your Bibles with you. Open with us to Psalms 124. 124th Psalms. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to stand this morning. Doing what I'm doing right now, there's some Sundays that I don't get to preach. But the Lord's been faithful to give opportunity during the week. And I thank him for it. Psalms 124. First two verses is what we'll read and look at the whole text. David says here, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. You look in commentaries, you'll find that there are three views upon this text. Some say that this was wrote during David's younger life when he was but a shepherd boy. Maybe God give the inspiration for these words as he protected the sheep. We know that when he rides in to fight Goliath, that Saul says to him to put on his armor, and David says that he was protected, that the Lord give him the bear and the lion. And still others say that this comes from the time of he is wandering in the wilderness trying to escape from Saul, when him and Saul were having great dispute. Saul was after his life and would have had it. But yet still others say that it came from the ender times of David's reign, when family issues had arose and there was squabbling amongst the family. There was war and there was a terrible time during those family hours. I'm not sure which it came from. I don't know if it came from the beginning or the middle or the end. But I do know the truth that David speaks about. He says the Lord was on his side, whether at the beginning or the end or the middle. The Lord had been found on David's side. And I'd like to say this morning, I'm thankful the Lord's on my side. Now, there might be somebody come to me after a while and say, well, now, isn't it about us getting on the Lord's side? Well, if you'll pay a visit to Calvary, you'll find that that matter's settled. He's on your side. He hung upon a cross and he died for your sinful soul. He's on your side. Still others might say, well, I don't know that he's on my side. Well, if you are blessed to hold the Bible in your lap this morning, you have the very words of God that he did speak, that he did give to you and me. I'd say that proves he's on your side. Still others would say, well, I don't know that he's on my side because of the weeks I have to face. Well, if you have a church to go to worship in each Sunday morning, a place to go pray on Wednesday nights and at other times seek refuge, I tell you, the Lord's been on your side. The Lord's on our side this morning. I want to look at it from David's perspective as he speaks from the text about the Lord being on his side. First of all, David pays recognition to the Lord's position. He says, if it had not been the Lord who was on his side. The Lord's not working opposed to David. But no, his position is taken repose right beside of David. He's standing alongside David in the fiercest of battle and in the greatest of joys. The Lord has found himself positioned by David's side. But not only do we see recognition of his position, we see recognition of his provision. Verse 2 says, when men rose up against us. David had a need. David had something he did not have the supply for to take care of, but he found a faithful friend that had already provided enough to take care of the situation. The Lord's provision was on his side. Not only is the Lord's provision on David's side, it must be that the Lord's power is seen on David's side. He's facing a powerful army. He says when men, that's more than one, there's a great host of troops that are rising up against David. But there's a powerful Lord in heaven that is taking care of David. He has the power to take care of him. In the book of Romans, Paul tells us, if the Lord be for us, then who can be against us? There's nothing that shall separate us from the love of God, because his power is more than the power of this world. So we see, first of all, David is in recognition of where the Lord's at in his life. He's by his side. In power and in provision and in his position, he has been found by David's side. But David doesn't want us to think that he's facing a small matter, if you would say. Look at how David talks of what he's facing. Verse 3 says, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our souls. The proud waters had gone over our souls. Not only do we see recognition here, but David wants us to have a clear view of the resistance which he faces. I've noticed in Baptist churches, you go to talking about things in your life, issues and situations in your life. It seems like we enter into a battle of who's got it worse sometimes. Somebody mentions they've got a hurt leg. Next thing you know, somebody's got two hurt legs. Somebody's got a hurt arm, and somebody's lost an arm. But David wants us to really realize the resistance that he faces is real in David's life. And I want to encourage you this morning, the things that you are facing are real to you and they're real to God's need in your life. And he will be found. Notice what he says of the resistance that he faces. He says in verse 3, they had swallowed us up quick. I used to think that that meant speed, that that was talking of speed, that this army was coming fast and furiously at David and his people. But now I don't see it that way. That word quick means to swallow wholly. David's looking at an army that does not want a partial piece of David's life. They don't want to wreck him in a partial way, but they wish to fully engulf him. They wish to devour him fully. I tell you what, this morning you and me, we face situations and circumstances in our life. They don't want pieces and parts of you and me, but they will not be satisfied. And until they have devoured us wholly, until they have all of us, until the situation has fully taken over our lives. Not only does he speaking of devouring here in the resistance that he faces, but he speaks of a drowning aspect of the resistance. Notice what David says in verse 4. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our souls. It seems to me as if David's saying, I can handle what I was looking at for a moment. It looked like a stream that I was wading out into. I don't know about you this morning, but I've faced things in my life that I felt like that I could get a grasp of, that I felt like that I could handle within myself. But notice what David says next. He says, then the proud waters, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream, and gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over us. It seems like David waded out into the situation of the resistance that he faced. It seems like he felt like he could handle it. only to realize is the further he got out, the swifter the water was, the deeper it was. Amen. I've watched people before as they wade in creeks. You ever watched them? They feel like they can see the bottom. They feel like that they can take the current that's coming against them. Only to find out once they got out there, what they felt like was ankle deep was really neck deep, and it was swifter than they could handle. David is talking about in verse three, he's talking about an outward enemy. But it seems like in verse 3 and 4 that he talks more about an inward problem of himself trying to handle his own problems. But aren't you glad that the Lord was still on his side dealing with both of them? Then he tells us not only the resistance that he faces, which is real in his life, but he tells us thirdly about the resilience of the Lord being on his side. The Lord's able to handle the outward and the inward problems that you and I face. He's able to handle the outward darkness. He's able to handle what the inward darkness may be. Notice what he says about the resilience of the Lord. I like verse 6. He starts with a revival here. Blessed be the Lord. I don't know about you this morning, but there's been many times that I felt like armies and situations were coming against me. And then I come to myself and I realize that it was the Lord's battle and that he would take care of it. And I've had to repeat what David says. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord that can take care of my issues and of your issues, that can deal with the things that you and I face. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. I tell you what, he's not given us as prey to their teeth. First church I pastored, I decided I would start doing some visiting, and I started on my own. On a Tuesday, I decided to visit a double wide that was up above the church. I drove up there, and I should have known that they did not really want visitors, because when I arrived at the place, they did not provide steps to the front door. It was just a door 9 feet above me. But I thought I'd persevere over this. I have only really one big fear in life, and that is dogs. Now, your Fluffy may be fine. I'm not ridiculing you. I'm just telling you, when I come to your house to visit you, if you would just get a good hold of him for just a minute and let me get acclimated to the situation. I know he's precious to you. I know he won't hurt nobody, but I've seen dogs bite before, and I do not like how it looks. The parsonage which we lived in had some visitors come by every week, 3 Boston Terriers. You'd open the door, you could holler at them. I thought they was kind of cute looking. They were at my house. I thought I might like to see them. But they'd take off running. So I start into this house to do my visiting. I go around the back, and as I'm walking up a narrow path between a bank and a trailer, I start thinking of all the disastrous things that could happen. I thought of things like this. I thought, what's going to happen if I run into a situation with a woman by herself here? I've embarrassed her. I've embarrassed myself. I'm probably going to be real strange at church if she comes. I thought, what if I run up on a drug deal and the law's coming and they know that and they just decide to blow my head off before I knock on the door? And then it really got me. I remembered dogs. I thought about pit bulls. I thought about Boston Terriers. I thought about Rottweilers. I mean, I thought about them all. And then I heard it. A growl from the bank. Those 3 Boston Terriers who were scared of me on my property were not terrified of me on theirs. I was scared of them. David says here in the text, he says, and has delivered us from their teeth. The Lord is able to deliver you from the things that terrorize you in life, which engulf your mind, which you see disastrous, the Lord is able to handle.
Amen.
And then he goes on to say, not only does he deliver us from terrors, but it seems that he delivers us from traps that are set for us. Notice what verse 7 says. Our soul is escaped out of the as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. I like the fact that he is able to break down traps that are set for us, aren't you? The first time he speaks of the snare, it's as if the bird would have flew into it, and by providential care of the hand of the Lord has moved that bird from that situation. I'll tell you what, there's been many times that there's been traps that have been set for me that I still don't know about, but the Lord has providentially just moved my path a different way.
Amen.
And then there's been other times that the Lord has been able to make a mockery of what the devil has tried to do, and he's outright broke the traps. The plans fell through. It didn't come to pass like he thought it would. We see that in the life of Job, don't we? The devil said, I believe I can have him. I believe I can get him. If you'll just give me his health and you'll just give me his wealth, you'll just give me his possessions, I believe we can handle it. The Lord said, yeah, go ahead for him. But then the Lord was faithful and broke the trap in Job's life. He'll do the same for you and me. We see not only the resilience of the Lord, but verse 8 gives us great reference. And we're done. Amen.
Amen. Brother Jeff, you come on around.